things between Pat and I always got better. He was a great stepfather, and I know he loved me because he always said so. I have no memories of Carolyn telling me that, although I'm sure she must have when I was a baby sometime. She had one real problem with my father's firstborn. I looked just like him, and she hated my real dad with a passion. When I was in Boy Scouts, Pat volunteered to be a scout leader. I was so impressed with him. My dad was the Boy Scout leader. All the boys liked him. He took us camping and showed us how to rough it in the woods. He taught Carolyn into sending me to Boy Scout camp one year, and I think she must have loved getting rid of me for a week because she sent me there each year after. I never made Eagle Scout because I could not pass swimming test. The water in Michigan lakes were so cold I'd turn blue before the test was over. But one year I was voted by Troop 133 to be the only boy that year to have the honor of attending the Order of the Arrow weekend ceremonies. This was a rite of passage to these young men. Once a year, a secret ballot was taken in each troop to select the one boy to attend the Indian-like celebration. The chosen few arrived at Boy Scout camp over by Muskegon on Friday. At the campfire that night, each boy had a small stick tied around his neck with a piece of binder's twine. During the time of the initiation, if you talked to someone or did something wrong, a notch was carved into your stick. We all wondered what would happen if we got too many notches. We danced around the fire one by one, and each boy was blindfolded, then taken into the dark forest and dropped off alone. Each boy was given a small package by the leaders that were dressed as Indians. Inside the package was some raw dough, one hot dog, and a wooden match that was stuck into the dough. If you did not open your package right away and remove the match, you had no way of starting a fire. I got my match right out and built a fire in the dark. With my feet, I moved the leaves and dug a little trench. I put down a layer of hot coals, covered them with leaves and dirt. I kept very warm during that cold night, and I slept well. The next day, all the boys were put to work doing chores around the scout camp, getting it ready for winter. Later that night, we're all given a white sash with a big red arrow on it. I still have mine today, hanging on the wall. I never got any notches carved in my stick, and nothing ever was said about the ones that did. When I got home, Carolyn didn't have much to say about it, but I'm sure Pat was proud of me, even though he did not say so. My favorite prayer these days is to thank the Lord for my heritage that came during my youth from Christian men and women that raised me. The Lord was a real part of their daily lives. They taught me how to pray and worship Him. I'm sure that I did not live up to their expectations, and I appreciate their patience with me. The best I can do is to follow in their footsteps and seek His will for me and witness to others. And the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no more two, but one flesh. Mark 10, 8. I am one flesh from two great families, the Knaus and Ostrander families. Were good role models. The Knaus family taught me how to love the Lord and have a personal relationship with Him. Their daily walk with the Lord always put Him first in everything they did or said. The Ostrander family showed me how good things only come from hard work. And they shared with me the pride of doing a good day's work. The Ostranders taught me how to hunt for deer and other small game. They passed on to me the love of the outdoors and just walking through the woods. No one in either family smoked cigarettes or drank alcohol.